Item 3 is a subdivision and rezoning at 1579 and 11 St. John Ambulance Way under file DASZ1/2014.
We'll call our applicant. First to speak would be Paige Lloyd.
Are you speak, did you want to speak together, Bob, or are you not?
You're here in support?
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead, Paige.
Hi. My name is Paige Lloyd.
Address, please. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My name is Paige Lloyd. My address is 109-340 Waterfront Drive. I'm here on behalf of St. John Ambulance in support of an application for rezoning and consolidation of parcels of land at number 1 St. John Ambulance Way. There are 5 parcels of land which are currently zoned residential. It's our intention to rezone those lands commercial, C2, in order to build our new facility on that site.
Just a couple questions about Paige. What is it, so your role at?
I'm the architect.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're representing them.
Yeah.
And so when do you anticipate, if this would pass, like when is the build and how big is the building? I think it's in here.
The building is 20,000 square feet on 2 levels. And we anticipate the schedule for construction is largely dependent on fundraising. But the initiative has begun, and so ASAP.
Okay.
And but the existing properties are continuing to operate until such time as you're...
That's right.
...in the ground.
And even during construction, so we're hoping for a minimal interruption to business during construction of the new facility.
And then will there be any difference in terms of parking issues or anything else that...
Well, with the new application, we've demonstrated that we can meet all of the zoning requirements with regards to parking and off-street loading and that sort of thing. So we haven't, with our building permit, which would come up, which would come next, we don't have to vary parking or anything.
Okay. And it looks like the entry point is a little bit further south, I guess, down, you know, kind of the curb. Is that, that's where your entry point is?
Entry to the site?
Yeah.
No, the entry to the site will be from the north public lane.
Right, okay. I'm sorry, I'm mixing them both up from my drawing. Okay. And you guys have had an open house and process?
For the new facility?
Yeah. What's for the sub? Like, was there, did you have a little bit of an open house to discuss it with the.
With the community?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't actually had an open house, but the fundraising campaign has begun, so there's certainly going to be some awareness, and I think probably an open house is something that that will occur. I'm not certain.
We haven't received any calls on the application or the advertising or posting. The key stakeholder was next door with the church property, and I think over the past year or more, they've been working together to iron out some of the details about parking and access and things, and I think they're both on the same page now, and the church is supportive. And that was kind of the key stakeholder in this.
Right.
The church has been before us before, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. some mm-hmm. fashion, the back lane piece, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The church's concern centers around a different application a land exchange, mm-hmm. which is still in the process. And if and when that land exchange is resolved, I will be sitting before you to make an amendment to the site plan that I'm proposing. And at that time, we have accommodated all of the church's concerns, as far as I know, all of the church's concerns, and we'll have registered the necessary easements and so on.
Okay.
Thank you.
We also are joined by... Rajbir Basasi? Bassi? Bassi? No, you're just here in support. And Mr. Bob Vandewater, you're here in support.
In support.
Thank you, sir.
If I might.
Absolutely, Robert. Come on forward.
You raised a question and probably I should try to answer.
So for the record, my name's Bob Vandewater. I live at 180 Kingsway in Winnipeg. I'm the capital campaign chair for the project, and I've been working on the redevelopment of this property for about 9 years. We've had a great relationship with the church. They've been cooperative. We've been cooperative. We've gone through quite a number of avenues. And I know when it hit the council floor, they had some concerns. Those have been resolved in terms of the land. We'd had agreements with the city earlier on the curve and what we were going to have to do. We have a building that's two-story that's currently derelict, moldy, and has to come down. We're just in the last moments of waiting for the demolition permit to take it down. The capital campaign, as you know, most of these things, we don't announce them until we're pretty well around 50, 60, 70, 80%. Then you have the broader public one. The dead of winter is a tough time to raise money because the people that have most of the money are somewhere else enjoying themselves. So the capital campaign has quietly begun. We're attempting to get sort of the major lead lenders or gifters, really, to us so that we can provide a building that can function for the next, say, 30 years or so. The existing building is not useful, can't be renovated, and is frankly very unfriendly if you have any kind of handicap. You go up a set of stairs or down a set of stairs when you enter. I don't even know why they let that get built, but there you are. So it's no longer functional. So that's where we are. I hope that answers some of the questions you might have had. And we'll invite you to the christening of the campaign. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Any further individuals wishing to speak in favor of the subdivision of the St. John's Way? Any further applicants? Seeing none. Anybody in opposition? Anyone in opposition wishing to speak? Seeing none. Councillor Field, you've given it in your order.
Sure. Yeah. Where to go? The only minor changes is James. I guess it's number 9. I guess it's the site plan essentially goes to the director for sign off. Usually, we like to have a citywide community committee just so we know kind of what that looks like. Is that number 9?
No, 2A1.
2A1?
Yeah, there.
Okay, so it says this isn't going to impact at all. Just what happens is with the site plans, either the director can approve it. We sometimes like it. We mostly like it to come back here because then if there is some concerns from the community, people can kind of hear what it is, and it's kind of more of a transparent process. So, anyways, I'm ready to move a motion on that. I was going to call you Mr. Speaker, but I guess you're not Speaker. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Carried.